Light pollution can be a problem for cities, and it has far-reaching consequences. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Kylie Kaczynski reports on how a local group is trying to darken the night in Pittsburgh.
Many cities are replacing street light bulbs with LED lights. That's good for energy efficiency, but bad for light pollution. Diane Turncheck is the founder of the local chapter of the International Dark Sky Association. She says people don't understand how those bright blue LED lights at night affect animals, plants, and humans.
Really, people don't think about that first when they see these declines in plant and animal populations.
Turncheck is using drones and high-resolution cameras to create a light map of Pittsburgh so scientists can study how light has affected things like animal migration, habitation, and predation. She says dark sky defenders like her aren't unrealistic about how dark people are willing to keep a city at night.
I realize that we're not going to make the city dark enough to see the Milky Way from the triangle.
Carnegie Mellon University students are studying the data Turncheck has collected. She hopes the analysis will lead to the adoption of less polluting light technology like downward casting lights and smart lamps that stay dim and only brighten when a sensor is activated. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Kylie Kaczynski.